Okay, so we're talking about commitment, making a commitment, being a commitment. I think it's all of those. What do you think, Tony? And Tony's doing the show today, and she has a great commitment with herself, with her animals, and with her sweetheart. Don't you, Tony? Tony,
yeah.
Quick and Granny?
Okay. Yeah.
And let me ask you a question. What do you feel are some this is something I got. Having, and I want to see your thoughts on it, having a long-term commitment means having long-term thinking, right?
Long-term thinking?
Yes, like you're going to not just give up, right?
Oh, no. That's right, yes. Yeah. That's
okay.
Right.
So qualities that require, that you need for a long-term commitment is tolerance. That's what I'm learning. What do
yeah.
you think?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So what else? What's another quality that you need? Patience, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And go ahead.
Understanding.
Oh, yeah. Understanding, right?
Yeah.
So how about fortitude, grit, and strength? Those are three I wrote down. What do you think about that? Fortitude. Intestinal
yeah.
fortitude. Because he is acting or she's acting or acting like a jackass, that means I still got to love him no matter what,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe jackass mask and put that on. I'll be a jackass with you. What do you think? A donkey with you. So the donkeys are stubborn, right?
Oh, very.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And how about this one? How about appreciation and staying connected? How do you stay connected when you get mad, when you get annoyed? How do you stay connected? Because you told me a great story the other day about you not going to Easter to go see your mother-in-law. But
yeah,
you
yeah.
did.
Yeah.
What made you choose to do that? Okay, but tell me how that happened, because that was a great story that you told me.
Yeah. Well, it was definitely a God thing. It just came to me, you know, why was I being a jackass and not doing it? And it was just really selfish, because I had wanted her to go to church with me, knowing that it's uncomfortable for her to go to a big church service, like, and especially last Easter Sunday, because it was full. It was just packed, standing room only. But anyway, but selfishly, I had it in my mind that I wanted to go share Easter with her at church.
Right.
So she wanted to, her mom is like 86, and she lives in an assisted living, and so she wanted to go and spend Easter with her mother. Well, stubborn, I was just, you know, I was a jackass saying, I'm just not going to go. You can go. You can drive yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's still here for a minute. She's walking out. But, yeah, I said, you can go. You can drive yourself, because when I get home, you know. Anyway, so it just came to me, luckily before Sunday, that what if this was the last Easter that she had with her mother? You know, I'd feel really bad because I didn't go and see, you know, I didn't
wow.
go and spend it with her and, you know, see the two of them together. So I decided to go. And luckily, okay, bye, honey. Be safe, okay? So I went with her, and, well, yeah, see, because, anyway, I'm really strong, and Dane isn't, and so there were things that she needed to have taken in to her mother, and I'm the pack mule, and so they're stuck in.
What did you say? You're the pack mule that you can get.
I'm the pack mule.
That's funny. Okay. I was being a jackass, and now I'm the pack mule.
That's right, yeah.
Tony,
yep.
Antonia, I love you, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, I've always been the pack mule since, you know, she's had all of her surgeries and stuff. We always
right.
have so much bags and things like that to take wherever we go. So it's just, I'm the one that takes everything in and out. So I'm, that's my little nickname is the pack mule. So I was, you know, I took stuff in for her, and luckily I can sleep anywhere, anytime, and so her mom has a, she's got this kind of apartment, and it's got like three rooms, and so she's got one room where she's got a bed, single bed.
Right.
And so I just went and lay down on the bed and slept while, you know, took a nap. That's
right.
Brian Bliss out on the front.
Oh,
playing with
cute.
You.
That's cute.
I don't know if you hear him or not. But anyway, so I just went and lay down in the bed and was taking a nap. We were there probably 3 hours, I guess. And I found myself smiling because I was enjoying just listening to her and her mother, you know, back and forth, just have normal conversation back and forth. So I really enjoyed being there and having that time with her and her mother, even though I was taking a nap. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, because you heard them laughing and joking and everything.
Together.
And oh, that's good. And her mom, and you're able to say, okay, the last Easter, you never want to go back and think, oh, it didn't go,
that's
when
right,
it could have
yeah.
went.
I was just being a jerk and not going, so I did go and enjoyed it. So,
good for you. I love that. So you guys, that is a great example of a great commitment, okay?
Yeah.
And I read this. It says, just realize the practice of the art of loving requires discipline. When you love someone, it requires discipline because, you know, you can't spin off the handle or you can, right, and be saying mean, rude things, correct, and then you regret them, right? So it requires discipline not to scream at your partner or get mad, even though you do sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So how do you have the discipline to say stop to yourself, or Jane says it to herself. How do you guys do that? What do you do? Do you just say, okay, I'm not going to say a word. I'm going to sit here and think about it. I'm going to pet the dogs, kitties, or whatever. What do you do?
I'm watching these dogs out here in the front place. Okay, race around the front yard. So, anyway, what I think it's just practice, you know, realizing that, well, we've been together for so long, we know each other. So, well, actually, she knows me better than anyone, better than I know myself. So she'll just kind of let me do my own thing. And then I come to my senses later on, and we talk about things. We never, we don't argue. That's one thing. We just don't argue. What a waste of time
it is to argue.
Right.
And we try not to hold things in. That's the bottom line. We talk about things.
We don't, keep it in.
Okay, so you have a discipline of talking about it. And working it out within a day or so, a couple hours or so, something.
Oh, no,
but,
no, just minutes.
Minutes? Okay, that's it. Okay. And that helps you, because being connected requires that discipline, and talking about it requires discipline, and you stay connected, right? You know, you know, I read this quote, this guy, he says he's been married 42 years, and he says, thanks for putting up with me all these years. He said that to his sweetheart, right?
Yeah.
And do you guys feel like that about each other? Thanks,
yeah.
Okay, so you guys disagree about certain things, correct? You know?
What?
You disagree about certain things, whether
yeah.
it's you're a little messy, and she's more of a neat person, correct?
Yes.
Okay. How do you work through that?
Well, it's all her, actually. she's just so naturally smart about these kinds of things, and she just knows how to deal with me, to let me, you know. I mean, we just communicate about it. You know, we just talk, but she won't let things just sit. And so, yeah, that's it.
Okay. So let me ask you this. This is something, and I want to know what your feelings about this. Resisting opposition in a relationship are necessary, right? Because we don't want to feel that. We don't want, you know, we don't want to feel it. So therefore, we try to make our partner feel better, placating them, going back in our little cubby hole inside of her head, withdrawing. Instead of just letting her, do you feel like that there's, and you guys have learned to do this, that you have, you say, okay, I'm gonna feel this why she's angry or why I'm angry, and instead of trying to put it on the back burner like it didn't happen, I'm gonna feel it and let it and be out there. Has that helped you guys?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, because it's not passive-aggressive behavior. You guys take it out and deal with it, right?
Yes, that's right. Yep.
Okay. Why do you feel that's important to do right away? I know the answer, but I want to hear what you say.
Well, because I just think it's a waste of time if you don't. You know, it's a waste of whatever's going on with you when you can take care of it right away. I don't know.
Okay, so it's a waste of time. You're saying if you can, and you don't try to say that it's not happening, or you don't try to go in a back door. You deal with it and say, hey, you know what? I get that you want to. For you, you go. I get you always want to wash my clothes, and I need to. You know, you guys got that little shower down in the barn, right? If you could, because you get messy and sweaty. So instead of coming up here trying to track all the dirt in and everything, I'll take a shower down there because I know that you don't like dirt, right, for instance, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Huh. That's good. And Dane, Dane says, okay, I'm in bed because I feel really bad with my thoughts, because I know she struggles sometimes with that, don't we all? But I know she does. And I also know that you gotta help her and you accept that you are the person that carries all the stuff in, okay,
yeah,
for instance.
Yeah.
Okay. And you don't get mad at her, although you could. There are people that do. You don't get mad at her, you just go for it, right? You know what I mean? So and do what you gotta do. That's key. Okay. All right, good. And in the past, I know you and Dane are so connected. But in the past, you weren't always so connected, right? You had to learn, right?
That's right. I grew up, and you never talked. I grew up in the South. My daddy was a Marine, and you just didn't talk about anything back then. So. You just kept everything in. So that was a really, really, really hard thing for me to do, was to learn how to talk about anything. And so that's one of the things that Dane made me do, was not keep everything in. And it was, it was physically painful. You know, I just sometimes really, you know, I would cry, I would, almost throw up and stuff like that, because she would make me talk about stuff and not keep it in. So, and it's been, you know, it was really hard, and it still is sometimes, because it's so ingrained in me that you don't share stuff, you just keep it to yourself. So it's, it's been a really good learning experience for me. Like I said, it's almost like, you know, it's really
right.
Really hard for me because when you never talked about anything.
Right, right. You just kept
up.
You just kept it inside.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So, okay. Let me tell you something. And so she's really pushed you to do that, and
yeah.
It suits you. It's part of who you are.
Yeah.
But one of the things I think has helped you and her is both of you guys are very, especially you, because Dane has she has a lot of different challenges than you do, and you have a lot that she doesn't have. But I feel like that you have the heart of a child. I really do.
Yeah,
and I think Dane does, but you so more. So therefore, you're never the expert, right? You're just the one that always is learning.
Yep, that's it.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. So if you're the expert, a lot of times you don't have room to learn, right?
Yeah.
Because you're the expert.
Yeah.
So keeping a child's mind, like building your intuition and your connection with the angels has been amazing, because you're keeping the child's mind and you're like, yeah, it just came to me that I needed to go see my mother-in-law with my sweetheart Dane. It just came to me. Like, yeah, that's funny. So you're not the expert. Well, I had this angel come down and say, "What if whatever?" You're like, "No, man, I just need to get over there," and that's what you did. Or you do. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So sometimes it's better, I think, better to have a childlike mind. I mean, you're super smart yourself, and, you're an artist with the woodworking and everything. But, and I know Dane has a childlike mind. Hers is a little bit more quiet, because she's more of a quiet person than you are. You're like a social butterfly. And
I am.
She doesn't try to change that. So that is a quality that she accepts in you, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah,
Like I said, it's just, realizing what, like the Easter thing, realizing that even though I wanted her to go with me, when I got to church, I realized that, she would have just been so uncomfortable there. And, it just all worked out the way that it was supposed to, because she didn't have to go, and I went, and I enjoyed it, and got to do my thing and see my friends and, spend time with the Lord, and came home and got her, and then we spent the rest of Easter together, and we really enjoyed it. So,
wow.
Yeah. So it's just a... trying to learn not to be so, selfish about what I want, and try to realize, I always think that there's things that I want to do for her and I have done in the past that she told me she didn't want to do, and we still laugh about it. Now, one of the big things was hearing aids. I'm not going to wear hearing aids, and she needed them, and so I went on and got them for her anyway, and they're still sitting in there in the box.
They're in the box, and she had put them on, right?
No,
I got it.
She hasn't. And
okay.
Because I always want her to have the best, and she's not like that. So when we first got together, she just wanted I think she called it a jam box or something like that, just something to play music on. Well, I went and got her this whole big stereo system, three or four different units and with it, and she never liked it.
What?
I would not listen to what she wanted because I thought that she needed better than what she wanted. So,
right.
We've been together almost 26 years, and it's still hard for me. I'm still trying to learn. And like I said, it's hard to not want and not do what I want and to listen to her to do what she wants.
Right, right. You're right. That's good. Good, good, good. I like that. So, so, and but you recognize, and you guys laugh now. So you guys got those little hearing aids in the back, and when she's when and if she's ever ready, they're there. But if not, you know, that's
we're going to take them over to the hearing aid place and then just give them away to somebody that can use them.
Oh, good deal. So, may I ask you a question, just out of curiosity, because my stepmother doesn't want to wear hearing aids, and she can't hear very well at all. But she says it's too much to hear all the noises. And is that the way Jane feels? Just out of curiosity, you know, so
well, for some reason, when she put them in, they irritated her ear canal. So just pairing them in her ear. So she didn't really even get to hear the benefit of having them. So she couldn't get past the irritation of having them in her ear.
Okay. All right. I got you. So she can't hear feel the benefits of hearing aid because she can't get past that. And I understand
right.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. My stepmother doesn't. She says that she can't stand to hear all the noise and all the, you know, like it's too much. Everything is too much. So I was like, okay.
Yes.
So
yes.
You do what they want to do because they know their bodies and themselves better. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, so okay. You know, so do you guys ever have a challenge? How do you work, like, has she ever said to you, I thought you said this, and you're like, no, I meant this instead, right?
Upon.
So,
is hourly.
That...
Hourly. Hourly.
Yeah, okay. So how do you work through that? I thought you said this. No, I said this. And you're like, okay. So how do you guys work through that? That's fine.
Well, it's a real challenge because, I don't remember. You know, I mean, it's just like, today, today I thought we already had it figured out that she was going to take herself over to have her blood work done. Well, we had talked about it yesterday, and so she said if she felt like she was going to take herself. Well, this morning I thought she felt well enough, so I'm just going on with my day planning, you know, where I'm going to go after I go to this meeting. And she said, well, I thought you were going to take me. We talked about that yesterday, and so we had to have this little discussion, and she wound up feeling well enough to go. But, what was it? I think I heard her feelings about something. Anyway, I do that all the time because I don't understand. I don't hear. You know how men and women are different.
Right.
Everything is concerned. Like I'm more the male than she is.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Male characteristics like not listening, not hearing, not.
Yeah, yeah, women are going, yes, I understand. My guy's like that. So that's you. I got you.
Yeah. So once we've realized this, it's kind of like we just kind of get it that's the way I am. And so even though we really, really try, but I just don't hear what she's saying. So it's a challenge. Like I said, hourly. It's never going away, I guess.
Yeah. So that's okay too.
Yeah.
You guys have had tolerance, discipline to work through it, and I appreciate that. That's amazing. So that's good. So I tell you what, we're almost out of time.
Okay.
So let's say a prayer, and thank you for sharing your idea of commitment and some of the qualities there. What I gather from you is it just takes discipline to stay committed, stay connected,
yes.
And certain things you
yes.
never do, and you never go to bed angry, right?
You
try.
The other thing is, you know, to realize we're both individuals, And we don't try to change the other one. I think that's a big one right there. We realize
right.
our individuality and, you know, respect our individuality and not, you know, try to meld, you know, thank goodness that, you know, I enjoy going to a movie and that's the last place she wants to go. So,
right.
you know, and we realize those kinds of things. I love to go eat. She doesn't. It's excruciating pain for her. So those things we've realized that we, you know, we don't try to change each other. And, you know, like I don't like to go shopping, and she does.
I got you.
And she loves to shop. She loves to do the laundry and all of that. So just being yourself, just staying yourself. And respecting that, you know, you're not going to, you know, we don't want to be a mirror copy, mirror image of each other. We love our individuality, so, and we celebrate it.
I love that. That's nice. That's key right there. What a beautiful way to be. Let's say a prayer. You want to?
Okay, all right.
All right. Dear God, dear angels, dear soul family of Danes, her sweet father, and her Nana, her sweet brother Jack, actually, and Tony's mom and her dad, her brother, and her grandmother. Thank you for helping these girls. And God and Yeshua, Spirit, and all the angels, thank you for helping these girls. Thank you for helping them be the best version of themselves for themselves and for each other. And thank you for Brian and the love that he has for his mom and the little great-grandbaby that Tony's going to see in a couple months. In June. And thank you for everybody going, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to work with these girls. And we say amen, and so it is.
Amen, and so it is.
Have fun at this, what you're doing, and I'll catch up with you on Monday, my dear. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.